In December 2012, a peculiar scene unfolded in Lake Tahoe. Jeff Hinton, a tall, distinguished AI researcher who hadn't sat down for 7 years due to a back injury, found himself at the center of a high-stakes bidding war. Tech giants Google and Baidu were offering millions for his tiny company, DNN Research. What made this three-person startup so valuable? Hinton and his students had achieved a breakthrough in neural networks that demonstrated unprecedented accuracy in image recognition, igniting what would become the deep learning revolution. This moment marked a dramatic turning point in artificial intelligence, but it was hardly the beginning of the story. The seeds had been planted decades earlier, in 1958, when Frank Rosenblatt unveiled the perceptron, a machine heralded as an electronic brain capable of mimicking human cognition. We are now on the threshold of an era that will be strongly influenced, and quite possibly dominated, by intelligent machines, Rosenblatt declared with remarkable prescience. But the perceptron's abilities were vastly overstated, creating the first in a series of boom and bust cycles that would characterize AI's tumultuous history. The field soon split into competing camps, those who believed in brain-inspired neural networks versus those who favored rule-based symbolic AI. When Marvin Minsky published a devastating critique of the perceptron's limitations, neural network research was effectively sidelined for nearly two decades, a technological road not taken that makes you wonder, how different might our world be if this approach hadn't been abandoned? By the mid-1980s, symbolic AI had reached its limits, unable to handle real-world complexity or intuitive tasks like face recognition and natural language. Jeff Hinton, whose ancestry traced to George Boole, persisted with neural networks when others abandoned them. "I'm good at sticking with things long after they've become unfashionable," he remarked. Words history would vindicate. Working with David Rummelhart, Hinton made a breakthrough. Backpropagation could solve training problems by starting with random weights and refining them through error correction, enabling networks to learn complex patterns. At Bell Labs, Yam LeCun developed convolutional neural networks that read handwritten digits with remarkable accuracy. Yet when AT&T restructured, this groundbreaking work was shelved. In 1995, most Bell Labs researchers bet against neural networks remaining relevant within a decade. This period was the quiet before the storm, when foundations for today's AI revolution were laid by researchers who maintained their vision despite overwhelming skepticism. The tide began to turn when Stanford professor Andrew Ng proposed Project Marvin, later Google Brain, to Google in 2010, aiming to integrate neural networks across their platforms. The project gained momentum when engineer Jeff Dean joined the team. Their early neural network experiments with YouTube thumbnails showed promise, but weren't revolutionary until Jeff Hinton became involved. Initially skeptical, Hinton shifted their strategy to emphasize labeled data for accuracy. With Dean providing computing resources and Hinton guiding theory, Google Brain achieved breakthrough results in image recognition. This success prompted engineering head Alan Eustace to acquire Hinton's company and target DeepMind next. In London, Demis Hassabis, Shane Legg, and Mustafa Suleiman had founded DeepMind in 2010 with a more ambitious goal, creating artificial general intelligence, AGI, systems that could learn across multiple domains influenced by neuroscience. Google was impressed by DeepMind's AI showing unprecedented performance in Atari games through reinforcement learning. Their acquisition sparked an industry-wide talent war that transformed AI from a peripheral research area into a central strategic priority. As deep learning matured, it transformed Google's products. Alex Krizhevshevsky's neural networks improved pedestrian detection for self-driving cars, while Google rebuilt its data centers with GPU chips to power neural networks across its services. Digital assistants like Google Assistant set new speech recognition standards, with Amazon's Alexa following suit, shifting the market from web searches to voice-driven experiences. The most dramatic AI demonstration came in 2016 when DeepMind's AlphaGo faced Lee Sedol, the world's greatest Go player. In a match watched by millions, AlphaGo won the first game with move 37, so unexpected and brilliant, it stunned experts. This wasn't merely programmed rules, but demonstrated creativity thought uniquely human. AlphaGo won the match 4-1, though Lee Sedol's victory in Game 4 showed human ingenuity still mattered. The match became a watershed moment in public perception of AI's capabilities. A decade ago, conversing naturally with your phone seemed like science fiction. Now, children grow up expecting machines to understand them. As AI advanced, ethical concerns emerged. In 2015, Google Photos faced backlash when its image recognition system labeled photos of black individuals as gorillas, highlighting how biased training data produced harmful outputs. Google's solution, removing the gorilla tag entirely, revealed the challenge of addressing underlying biases rather than masking symptoms. Engineers like Deborah Raji exposed how homogeneous training data amplified racial and gender disparities. Military applications presented another ethical frontier. Google's Project Maven with the Department of Defense sparked employee protests about AI in warfare. Despite warnings from figures like Elon Musk about autonomous weapons, Google eventually declined to renew the contract. When Zuckerberg testified after the Cambridge Analytica scandal, he emphasized AI's role in content moderation, though Facebook systems weren't sophisticated enough to replace human judgment. These controversies demonstrated that technical progress required ethical frameworks and diverse perspectives for responsible AI development. The field was learning that power demands responsibility. Despite rapid advances, AI still has clear limitations, particularly in robotics. Amazon's 2015-2017 warehouse sorting competitions showed robots struggling to match human dexterity with varied objects. Google addressed this by training robotic arms through reinforcement learning from computer gaming, while OpenAI developed projects like a robotic hand solving Rubik's Cubes using virtual simulations. A toddler effortlessly picking up an unfamiliar toy demonstrates physical intelligence and adaptability that remains elusive for advanced robots. While machines excel in specialized domains, they lack the general adaptability humans take for granted, tempering some of the more extreme predictions about AI's immediate future. AI's fascination extends beyond technical capabilities into realms of belief and existential inquiry, with its potential suggesting quasi-religious undertones. OpenAI began with secretive discussions and AGI dreams, attracting figures like Theo and Musk. While AI capabilities grew, public statements balanced ambition with realism. By 2017, AGI rhetoric expanded, driven by Musk's prophecies and Silicon Valley investment. In 2018, the Turing Award recognized LeCun, Bengio, and Hinton for their groundbreaking neural network research. They advocated for responsible technology use, acknowledging privacy and security implications. What began with Rosenblatt's perceptron evolved into systems that recognize images, translate languages, play complex games, and support scientific discoveries. The journey cycled through hype and disappointment, persisted through AI winters, and produced breakthroughs exceeding expectations. AI's development teaches us that progress isn't linear. Today's impossibilities often become tomorrow's commonplace technologies. The most powerful force advancing human knowledge remains the stubborn persistence of visionaries who maintain their beliefs despite widespread skepticism.